So welcome back, everyone. My name is Tom Tubergen, and I'm going to be leading these different modules in marketing that you're working your way through. And today we're going to work through module two of something that we call the customer value journey. Remember, in module one, we introduced the concept that there's specific psychological mileposts on a person's journey from when they become aware of a product or a service or information or opportunities or whatever, all the way through various steps until they either become a promoter or they become an advocate of whatever it is they're getting involved with. In today's module, we're specifically going to do a deeper dive into each one of these steps on that journey. What comprises each step, what specific types of activities you need to be aware of, resources that you need to provide in that particular to people in that particular step on their value journey. Once again, this is the module or the diagram of the customer value journey, and you can see the different steps there. There happens to be eight of them on this particular slide. And this is actually a flowchart of the activity that will take place inside of each of the steps on this value journey. We're going to look at the strategy of how you meet the information and the nurturing requirements of each person at each step in their own personal journey along that pathway. And this is true whether you're selling products, this is true whether you're selling a service, or if you're trying to draw people in or towards your ministry situation. So as we begin designing the process, each step on the customer value optimization journey that you saw on the second slide has its own strategy, each of those eight blocks. So different people at different stages of their journey need to hear different messaging, different resources from you about your ministry application, or in the secular world, it would be products, your products and your services, and there's different strategies you use to draw those people in. And the flowchart that you're seeing on the left is really a diagram of that process of how this takes place. And it's actually a very interesting process because it allows you to measure and qualify the people who are in that step. How interested are they? How active are they in pursuing this message that you're putting out? And I'll talk about that more in a few minutes. So, as you continue designing this process, it's really important to have a lot of clarity about which step of the customer journey that you're targeting the strategy for. In other words, one strategy on this flowchart that you see here is not going to get cookie-cuttered necessarily from one step to the next. You're going to have different materials on each step on that optimization journey chart. And the resources that you're going to offer within each of these processes need to be a fit for the people at that level of the journey. And the method that you're going to use to communicate to them also is very important. And on the left, you're going to see that the chart focuses only on the online methods, and it really is designed for the profit making, the, you know, we're selling products or selling services type of marketing. But signs, flyers, announcements, and neighborhood newsletters are all highly effective, as well as advertising on Facebook or in Google AdWords or any of those particular online techniques. So the best results for promoting your business or promoting your ministry, you're going to want to use more than one method of communicating. So in other words, you aren't going to just publish flyers and pass them around the neighborhood and expect to have 100% success rate. Different people communicate via different methods, whether it's Twitter or outside billboards or signs or whatever. You need to use more than one method of communicating. So you see the flow chart at the left, and across the top we have a whole variety of online traffic sources that are identified. You have Facebook, you've got Twitter, LinkedIn, AdWords, pay-per-click, all those types of techniques. And they're all designed to drive traffic towards what you see on there is a lead magnet. So below the horizontal lineup of potential traffic sources or message channels is the flowchart diagram of the steps that you'll take inside that value optimization step to create a message strategy for the particular step on that value journey. Marketing strategy for products and services can get really detailed. It gets really precise. It's segmented, broken up into segments, I should say, to different groups, different demographics. It's splintered and it's detailed. If you're using this kind of a strategy in a market, in a ministry type of setting, you're probably not going to require as much detail as what you might see on this flowchart, for example. The basic elements of the strategy that you see here probably should be either carefully thought out and used, or you might decide you want to eliminate some of them. But let's take a look at a couple of those. The lead magnets is the very first step on the process to offer something that is called a lead magnet or a piece of very high quality, valuable information, a pamphlet, a document of some sort, or a giveaway, a service, whatever. And it needs to really be carefully selected to pull people who are interested and into that value optimization, that psychological strategy of pulling people in. And it needs to directly be relevant to your application, to your purpose, and the people who are at this particular step on their journey. The purpose of the lead magnet is to pique somebody's interest in what you're doing, make them want to explore it further, take the next step, show that they are interested so that you can measure the fact that, hey, this person just asked me for this, or I had 30 requests for information or whatever. You can qualify or quantify the interest in what you're doing based on people's reaction to these different steps in the strategy. So it's also used to capture the person's identity for subsequent follow-up. So it's not just that you're passing stuff out, but there's an ulterior motive. You're collecting information very subtly at the same time. I need to have your address. I need to have your phone number to get back in contact or follow up with them at a later time. So you can either create this material for a lead magnet, or you can use other printed material, perhaps, or these lead magnets, the actual product that you're going to give away or the service that you're going to give away can come from anywhere. And some examples of this might be various instructional sports training videos that you can post online for promoting a sports camp, different types of instructional materials to help people in your community earn supplemental income, ministry tracks or ministry information can all be used as a lead magnet. So one of the next steps down then is the tripwire. And this is where you continue to quantify or qualify how interested people are at this step on their value optimization journey throughout the whole marketing process. The tripwire is a little bit more involved in that a lead magnet says, here, take this. This is something you'd be interested in. But the tripwire serves a very carefully thought out function of saying, okay, you were interested in that, but how interested are you really? Are you interested enough to make a decision to do something, like either pay $5 for another set of material or a set of books? Are you interested enough to sign up to come to a meeting on Wednesday night? Those are examples of tripwires. So you've passed out all these little booklets about making additional income or information about your ministry to those people who've asked. And obviously there's some interest, some sort of motivation for requesting this specific material, which tells you something about that individual, doesn't it? But bear in mind that in every step, every one of those eight steps in that customer value optimization journey, not everybody is going to follow through. You're not going to have 100% hit rate. What you're concerned about is taking care of the people that are. And there's different levels of need for the specific information topic that you might be working with at each of these steps. So again, on tripwires, the next step in the marketing strategy here is making that tripwire offer similar to a lead magnet, but perhaps a bit more expensive. There's going to be some sort of decision-making process that you're going to cause the reader or the target person to make. Higher perceived value, of maybe a bit more expensive, whatever. And this is the decision point. It's really interesting. This is a decision point where you know somebody is gravitating in your direction and moving to the next step on the customer value journey. This is a very distinct step in the marketing process. So more about tripwires. Taking just a few minutes here to kind of sync up my notes on this stuff. You know, as marketers, we've learned a long time ago that while we want everybody to be have a positive reaction to whatever it is we're doing, to buy our stuff, not everybody wants us. And it's not a personal thing. It's not a value a feeling against you or your ministry. But if you do want to continuously identify those individuals that your message, but you do want to kind of keep tracking those people who your message is attracting and resonating with. I'm just going to take a bit of a break here so Wally can edit this out. Okay, so continuing on with tripwires. Let me find the right slide here. I'm kind of out of sync with this. So again, with tripwires, the whole process of a tripwire is designed and used to help you determine which people in your ministry process are destined to move on or probably going to move on to the next level on their journey throughout the value optimization process. It's going to tell you what level they're at and how committed they really are. So if you know what sort of signals to look for, this can be very powerful information for you. The other people The other people who don't acknowledge your tripwire offer are continuously being fed drip by drip with a lot of additional material, maintaining the awareness until they either respond positively and move to the next step, or they just simply drop off the radar, and they tend to follow that return path diagram that you see at the very bottom of the flow chart. Repeat this journey, or the strategy, I should say, at each value of the customer value journey. There are a number of online tools specifically that are going to help you to automate these processes. You might want to do a Google search on CRM tools. There's a lot of very sophisticated or even simple marketing automation tools that are online that you can make very good use of. And email marketing tools are especially effective.